This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has concluded his historic and first ever official visit to Croatia and is on his way to New Delhi. The visit, packed with high-level engagements, marked a significant elevation in India-Croatia ties and set the stage for future strategic collaborations. During his day-long visit to the Central and Southeast European country, Prime Minister Modi held wide-ranging delegation-level talks with Croatian Prime Minister Andrej Plenković at Banski Dvori. Both leaders issued a joint press statement underscoring their shared commitment to global peace, democratic values and expanding cooperation across trade, technology and culture. Mr. Modi strongly advocated peaceful resolution of conflicts, stating that whether in Europe or Asia, solutions cannot be found on the battlefield. He said dialogue and diplomacy are the only viable paths forward. He also reaffirmed India's consistent stand on respecting the sovereignty and territorial integrity of all nations.
हम सहमत हैं कि आतंकवाद मानवता का दुश्मन है, लोकतंत्र में विश्वास रखने वाली शक्तियों का विरोधी है। 22 अप्रैल को भारत में हुए आतंकी हमले पर संवेदनाओं के लिए हम प्रधानमंत्री जी और क्रोएशिया सरकार के हार्दिक आभारी हैं। ऐसे कठिन समय में हमारे मित्र देशों का साथ हमारे लिए बहुत मूल्यवान था। हम दोनों सहमत हैं कि आज के वैश्विक वातावरण में भारत और यूरोप की साझेदारी बहुत महत्व रखती है।
In a major step to strengthen ties, both nations signed 4 memorandums of understanding. First MOU was inked for cooperation in the field of agriculture and allied sectors. Second MOU signed for the cultural exchange program for the years 2026-2030. Third one was a program of cooperation in the field of science and technology between the Ministry of Science, Education and Youth of Croatia and Ministry of Science and Technology of India for the period 2025-29. The fourth and final MOU between both countries was between Indian Council of Cultural Relations and University of Zagreb on the establishment of an ICCR chair of Hindi. India has launched Operation Sindhu to evacuate Indian nationals from Iran in view of deteriorating situation due to ongoing conflict between Iran and Israel. As a first step, the Indian embassy in Tehran has evacuated 110 Indian students from northern Iran, assisting them in safely crossing over into Armenia. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that these students departed Yerevan on a special flight and will arrive in New Delhi today as part of the initial stages of Operation Sindhu. Israel-Iran conflict, has intensified dramatically with Israeli forces conducting 3 waves of airstrikes across Iran and Iranian authorities, reporting mounting casualties from the sustained bombardment. Iranian authorities and human rights groups now estimate at least 585 people have been killed and over 1,300 injured since the start of hostilities, many of them civilians. Meanwhile, the International Atomic Energy Agency has confirmed that Israeli strikes successfully hit 2 centrifuge production sites that were once monitored under the 2015 nuclear deal, a development seen as a significant escalation in efforts to degrade Iran's nuclear capabilities. U.S. President Donald Trump has dramatically escalated American involvement by demanding Iran's unconditional surrender while increasing military deployments to the region. United Nations Security Council will convene an emergency session on Iran tomorrow in New York, following a request from Iran backed by China, Pakistan and Russia. Noted environmentalist, wildlife expert and Padma Shri awardee Maruti Chittampalli, fondly known as Aranya Rishi, passed away at the age of 93 in Solapur, Maharashtra due to age-related ailments. He dedicated his life to forests, wildlife and conservation literature. In the Asian Squash Championships in Malaysia, India's Vellavan Senthilkumar advanced to the quarterfinals with a 3-0 win over Japan's Tomotaka Endo in Kuching last night. The world number 45 Senthilkumar is now the only Indian remaining in the tournament after beating China's Li Haizhen in the previous round. Suratchand, Akansha Salunke and Shamina Riaz bowed out in earlier rounds, while Anahat Singh is not competing in singles but will feature in next week's Asian Doubles Squash Championships. And that is the end of this news bulletin.